For the first time since 2018-19, the Kalamazoo Wings are in the ECHL playoffs, and the Abbotsford Canucks have played a significant role in their affiliate's best season in years. The Wings and the Canucks entered into a partnership last summer. It marked the fourth separate time the two had agreed to work together, as they previously had arrangements from 1984 to 1987, 2011 to 2015 and 2017 to 2021. Related. Kalamazoo Wings, Canucks re-enter affiliate partnership. Kalamazoo partnered with the Columbus Blue Jackets, AHL, Cleveland Monsters, from 2021 to 2023, while the Canucks did not have an ECHL affiliate during that time. The Wings finished the 2023-24 season as the sixth seed in the ECHL's Western Conference and compiled a record of 3-8-3-0-4. Kalamazoo head coach Joel Martin said he's glad to bring playoff hockey back. Mailbox Dancing Shoes secured man dancing. Everything you need to know about your playoff team is below, including how to secure your spot to witness our championship run. Hashtag Chasing Kelly #IGNITHELIGHTHTTPS://T.CO/JebelZykupzis. X. Kalamazoo Wings, at Kalamazoo Wings, April 15, 2024. Overall, it was a solid season, he said. It's our first time in the playoffs in 5 years, so that's a huge positive and a big step forward. We feel like Abbotsford had a big hand in that, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to partner up with them again. They provided us with more depth than we've had over the past couple of years, and that was a huge help. Martin shared that last year, while working under an affiliate deal with Columbus, the Wings had a total of 5 players loaned to them who appeared in a total of 85 games. This season saw Abbotsford loan 7 players for a total of 272 games. He said that type of help makes a big difference in success for an ECHL franchise. But the help went both ways, as the Wings initially had forward Ty Glover to start the season. Glover was acquired by the Canucks from the Pittsburgh Penguins along with Mark Friedman in exchange for Jack Rathbone and Carol Plasek back in October. Join us in welcoming a WMU hockey alum Ty Glover back to Kalamazoo. Hashtag ignite the flight pic.twitter.com/srtkxnpqdz. X. Kalamazoo Wings, at Kalamazoo Wings, November 15, 2023. Glover reported to Kalamazoo and recorded 23 points in 15 games before being called up to Abbotsford. He's played 36 games in the All and has 7 points and has transformed into an effective forward for the Canucks. I think he's still like 8th on our team in scoring, Martin joked of Glover. He was huge for us, especially at the beginning of the year when we were struggling. He really helped us turn our season around. It was great to see him go up and have that confidence in his game from playing here and run with that opportunity. Abbotsford forward Cooper Walker and defenseman Chad Nychuk also spent time in Kalamazoo this season and contributed. Super Cooperman superhero Abbotsford Canucks general manager, Ryan Johnson, announced today that the club has signed forward Cooper Walker to a 1-year all contract for the 2023-24 season. Press release right arrow https://t.co/x3wms70copic.twitter.com/nk4i4b2j70 X. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abby Canucks. May 18, 2023. Cooper is a bit of puppy, just 21 years old, and sometimes you don't know what you're going to get out of a kid like that, Martin said. But he was just a reliable hockey player for us. He was playing penalty kill for us and would be out there for big face-off draws. He did a fantastic job as a young kid and has earned their trust up there. Martin said Nychuk has become a better defender at the pro level after his time in Kalamazoo. He noted that he was regarded as an offensive defenseman in junior, but has developed into more well-rounded pro. Walker had 13 points in 36 games with the Wings, while Nychuk had 12 points in 24 games. Walker has 1 goal in 12 games with Abbotsford, while Nychuk has 3 points in 13 all games. Related. Abbotsford Canucks sign four players to all deals. Martin said he's also received big contributions from Canucks contracted players Josh Pasolt, Derek Dashke, Michal Joyo and Jonathan Lemieux. All four of those players were signed to one-year all deals by the Canucks in August. Pasolt is second in team scoring with 50 points in 61 games, while Dashke has been the top scoring defenseman on the wings with 38 points in 72 games. His 16 goals were tied for second in the ECHL. Joyo also provided offense from the back end, with 32 points in 56 games. Lemieux finished with a record of 1.7163, a goals against average of 2.84 and a save percentage of .911. The Wings played with a tandem for most of the season, with Lemieux playing 39 games and Hunter Vorva playing in 35. No. 19 with a season to remember. Hashtag ignite the flight https://t.co/weishi9kyor. X. Kalamazoo Wings. At Kalamazoo Wings. April 11, 2024. The Wings were led by forward Eric Bradford, who recorded 87 points in 72 games, good for second in scoring in the ECHL. Bradford was named a second-team All-Star for his efforts. Martin also pointed out that unsigned rookie forward David Kiefer had a strong season with 17 goals and 48 points in 69 games. Martin said he speaks to Abbotsford management on a weekly basis and would consider this first season to be a success. We were with Vancouver prior to this for a long time, so there was a relationship and some trust built up already, he said. So when Ryan Johnson, Abbotsford Canucks general manager, called us, it was a no-brainer and the transition has been seamless. We didn't miss a beat and the communication has been great. He added that there was an option in the initial deal for a one-year extension between the two organizations, and those talks should be happening soon. The Wings open the ECHL first-round best-of-seven series on the road against the Toledo Walleye on Friday, April 19. For more on the team, visit Quings.com. Here fishing, the divisional semifinal schedule is set. Mark your spiral calendar and let's get ready to rock at Wexu. Admission tickets, srightfinger.http://j7rvoit6mandancing.ihttps://t.co/v6ijkylie/chasingkelly #igniteTheFlightPick.twitter.com/ndtc3km X. Kalamazoo Wings, at Kalamazoo Wings, April 15, 2024.